Omagyana Timanandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sarvaitam Savadutam Prajana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakhan Svitam Scha Hey Krishna Karna Sindho Dinavando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchena Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishubhanu Siddhidevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhuvyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pranitananda Shedvaiti Gadadhar Shivasiddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Reading from the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 13, Nature, the Enjoyer, and Consciousness, text number 28. Samam Sarveshu Bhuteshu Tishtantam Parameshwaram Vinashyatva Vinashantam Yat Pashyati Sapashyati Samam Sarveshu Bhuteshu Tishtantam Parameshwaram Vinashyatva Vinashantam Yat Pashyati Sapashyati Bhuteshu Tishtantam Parameshwaram Vinashatsva Vinashantam Yakpashyati Sapashyati Samam Sarveshu Bhuteshu Tishtantam Parameshwaram Vinashatsva Vinashantam Yakpashyati Sapashyati Samam Sarveshu Bhuteshu Tishtantam Parameshwaram Vinashatsva Vinashantam Yakpashyati Sapashyati Samam Sarveshu Bhuteshu Tishtantam Parameshwaram Vinashatsva Vinashantam Yakpashyati Sapashyati Vaishnavis Sarveshu Bhuteshu Tishtantam Parameshwaram Vinashatsva Vinashantam Yakpashyati Sapashyati Samam sarveshu bhuteshu tishtantam varameshwaram vinashatsva navanashantam yat pashyati sa pashyati samam equally sarveshu in all bhuteshu living entities tishtantam residing parameshwaram or parameshwaram the super soul vinashatsu in the destructible avinashantam not destroyed ya anyone who pashyati sees sa he pashyati actually sees. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. One who sees the super soul accompanying the individual soul in all bodies and understands that neither the soul nor the super soul within the destructible body is ever destroyed, actually sees. Please repeat. One who sees the super soul accompanying the individual soul in all bodies and who understands that neither the soul nor the super soul within the destructible body is ever destroyed actually sees. Purport. Anyone who by good association can see three things combined together, the body, the proprietor of the body, or individual soul, and the friend of the individual soul, is actually knowledge. And thus one has the association of a real knower of spiritual subjects, one cannot see these three things. Those who do not have such association are ignorant. They simply see the body, and they think that when the body is destroyed, everything is finished. But actually is not so. After the destruction of the body, both the soul and the super soul exist, and they go on eternally in many varieties, various moving and non-moving forms. The Sanskrit word Parameshvara is sometimes translated as the individual soul, because the soul is the master of the body, and after the destruction of the body, he transfers to another form. In this way, he is master. But there are others who interpret this Parameshvara to be the super soul. In either case, both the super soul and the individual soul continue. They are not destroyed. One who can see in this way can actually see what is happening. Samam sarveshu bhuteshu tishtantam parameshwaram vinashvava vinasyantam yakpashyati sapashyati. One who sees the super soul accompanying the individual soul in all bodies, and who understands that neither the soul nor the super soul within the destructive body is ever destroyed, actually sees. Among Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhute, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane, Namaste Sarasutundeve, Gauravani Pracharane, Nirvishesha Srinivadi Pasyadhyade Siddharane. Here it says, Yak Pashyati Sapashyati, can actually see things as they are. And elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Ukramantam sitim vapi bhunjana vagunandita vimudo nana pashanti pashanti jnana chakshusha. The foolish, they cannot understand how the living entity can quit his body or what kind of body he enjoys under the spell of the modes of nature, for those whose eyes are trained to acknowledge can see all this clearly. Itanto yoginaschayanam pashantyatma vivashtita itanto yakritatmano naivam pashanta chetasa. The endeavoring transcendentalist situated in self-realization can see all this clearly, but those who are not so trained, although they may try, cannot really see what's taking place.
In other words,
one who's in Brahman realization, who knows by factual experience that one is different from the body, he's actually seeing things. Everyone else is in different varieties of illusion. Some people are illusion by goodness, some by ignorance, and some by passion. But in any case, reality is quite simple, and illusion is quite complicated. It's quite simple to understand the soul is eternal and the body is temporary. For those who identify with the ever-changing varieties of material existence, everything appears to be quite complicated. Because, as Krishna had said in the previous verse, or in some previous verse, Mamaivang so jiva loke, jiva bhuta sanatana, manakshastran indriyani prakriti stani karshiti. The living entities in this material world are all my fragmental parts, and they're all eternal, but due to conditioned life, they're struggling hard with the six senses, which include the mind. In other words, this body is a struggle, as we probably noticed. To get up in the morning is a struggle, and for some people, to stay awake during the day is a struggle. And then to go to sleep is a struggle. And in between, there are so many other struggles. If one is able to have a little less struggle when it's during the day, one is thinking, oh, this is a very successful day. I didn't have to struggle so much. Matter of fact, people think, if I can sleep the whole day, then my life is successful. Because if one is sleeping, then one is not struggling so much. One is simply dreaming. In any case, birth, death, old age, and disease, they're the main part of the struggle. In the meantime, day by day, we struggle to put something in our mouth, to chew it, swallow it, get the strength to do something else. And this karshati goes on eternally. So although we're eternal, that's good news. The bad news is that we're eternally struggling. There's a Greek mythology where there was one person, he was very powerful, but he was in a hole. And his whole occupation was dragging this boulder up to the top of the hole, and right before he would be able to push the boulder out of the hole, it would fall back to the bottom again. And eternally he goes down and takes the rock and pushes it up gradually with all his strength, gets the very top of the hole, about to push the boulder out of the hole and fall back again. And that goes on eternally. So imagine how frustrating it must be going through that, not one time or 100 times or 1,000,000 times, but an eternal number of times. Your whole endeavor is trying to do something, and every time it's a failure and you have to start from over. So that's material existence. Every birth we've come here trying to become the lords and enjoys the material nature, struggling hard with the material energy, and ultimately we die and start all over again. So that's not very good news. But of course, under the spell of illusion, the soul is convinced he actually knows what's going on. He's actually situated properly. Although he has practically no idea of reality, and his position is the opposite of what it should be, as we heard this morning from Lila Sukha Prabhu, quoting the verse from the 11th canto, Bhayam dvitiya vina veshitasya visharabhatasya viparyos mriti yamayato buddhabhajeta tvam bhaktyayka yesha guru devatatma. That when we come here to become the lords of material nature and the enjoyers, then naturally our position as servant changes to the aspiring master. Aspiring master means not only we're competing against Krishna, but we're competing against all living entities. And what is that competition? Brahma, Bhuta, Prasanatma, Nishoshiti, Nakankshiti. Simply it's a mental concoction of hankering and lamentation. And under the spell of hankering and lamentation, our mind becomes covered by the modes, and we imagine, here is my friend, because he's helping me fulfill my desires, And here is my enemy because it's impeding my desires or threatening my material body. And therefore, samak sarveshu bhuteshu, we don't see all living entities on equal level. We see them as either friends or enemies. Or, Krishna says, srinmitya udasina madhyasva dveshu bandushu sadushvapi chapapeshu samabhudhira vishishite jnana vijnana chiptatma kutastra vidutendriya yukchishite yogi samalostrasma kankshanaha. Person is said to be situated in transcendence and is said to be fully self-realized when he sees, when he is satisfied by virtue of perfect knowledge. And such a person sees equally, a pebble, stone, or gold is the same. So the first place is when we don't hanker after pebbles or stones or gold. If one is actually situated transcendentally, it's not that an extra piece of gold will make one any more transcendental than one already is. If one is situated in the transcendental platform, then there's no anxiety over gain and loss, because one realizes one's eternal. Then one doesn't have to take shelter of a pebble or a stone or even a piece of gold. A piece of gold, here in the material world, it represents perhaps in our struggle for existence the ability to buy something which will help us in our struggle. But for one who's situated in transcendence, who realizes that he's not the body, that he's eternal, there's no need to struggle. There's no need over the body. The body will come and go, but the person who's transcendental will not come and go. If we're aware that we're not the car, even the car explodes, if we can walk out of the car, we're not so much bothered, but we can always get another car. If you have trillions of dollars and your car doesn't work anymore, then you simply walk out of the car and you get another car. Similarly, one who's aware that he's not the body, he knows when the body's done or it can't work anymore, I'll simply get another body, either spiritual or material. And therefore he's not bothered by all these incessant changes of the body. But one who's not aware of the fact that he's not the car, then whatever happens to the car, he takes it personally, and either he hankers to improve the car so it becomes more beautiful or fast or whatever else, or he laments the fact that he can't accomplish what he wants to do with the car, or he's afraid that the car is going to run out of gas, or perhaps even have flattened tires and won't work properly anymore. Therefore, at the beginning, one is able to, if one is situated in Brahman realization at least, he doesn't hanker and lament over any material gain or loss. The prarishat priyam prapya, nad prapya chapriya. The prarishat priyam prapya, nadvija prapya chapriyam, stira buddhira samudo, brahmavid brahmani stihaha. A person who doesn't lament upon obtaining something pleasant, nor lament upon obtaining something unpleasant, who is self-controlled, unbewildered, and who knows the signs of God, is said to be situated in transcendence. And what does he see? Vyas parsheva saktatma vindat yatmani yat sukham. So Brahma Yoga Yuktatma Sukhamakshayam Ashnute. Such a person is situated in transcendence. He's not attracted to material sense objects or sense pleasure, but is always in trance, enjoying the pleasure from within. In this way, the self-realized soul enjoys unlimited happiness because he concentrates on the Supreme. So when one concentrates in Krishna consciousness, then the result is that he's able to not be disturbed by his material circumstances, ever-changing material circumstance, because he's actually living in a different circumstance. He's living in the ever-changing spiritual circumstance. It is said that Raghunath Das Goswami, he was fasting every day, only eating a little pad of buttermilk every other day. But in the spiritual world, in his spiritual form, He was enjoying three big meals of prasadam with Krishna and the cowherd boys and girls every day. Therefore, although it appeared that he was going through great austerity, but actually he was enjoying millions of times unlimitedly more than any conditioned soul could enjoy in this mature world. Yehi samsparshita bhoga dukha yona evate adyantavanta kontiya nateshu ramate buddha. Such a person is not attracted to material sense pleasure and material objects, temporary material sense pleasure objects, but is always, because such pleasures have a beginning and end, and so the wise man doesn't delight in them. So one who knows that this body is temporary, it'll have its beginning and have its end, he's not bothered by all the different changes, especially if he's situated in a transcendental experience. Then, then he can see Sarin, well wishers. Sarin Mitya. Friends also. Different type of friendship. Not as close. Sarin Mitya Udasina. Madhyasta, one who's in between, a mediator who's taken a mediation course. Madhyasta dveshu bandhishu, and a very close friend, a bandhu. Sudushvapi tapapeshu, a sadhu, a saintly person, and a papeshu, a sinful person. He sees that all these people are actually souls situated in different varieties of bodies, and according to their desires and their subsequent activities, they've gotten different bodies. But actually, they're not their body. For Halloween, someone may dress up as Dracula. Someone may dress up as Frankenstein. Someone may be the good fairy. But it doesn't mean that we should take it seriously and take a stake and drive it through the heart of the person who's playing Dracula for Halloween. Nor should the person who's playing Dracula for Halloween try to sink their teeth into our throat. It would be a very unpleasant Halloween. No, we understand it's simply a dress that people have on, and that dress may change. One time Frankenstein might even become Dracula, temporarily. And the good fairy could become Frankenstein for the next Halloween. But it's actually the good fairy has a separate identity. And similarly, all the different parts we're playing in the material world, whether rich or poor, or sinful or pious, there are simply different dresses we put on, manifested according to our desires and our activities. But the soul is not changing in the ever-changing body. Simply, his experience is changing according to the body he gets. Therefore, it's better to have a body in the mode of goodness so one can realize that one is not the body. And that he's not this part he's playing is only temporary. While one in the mode of ignorance takes the part very seriously and can't conceive of anything except for the particular role he's temporarily playing. Therefore, one who can see with the eyes of knowledge, eternity, he understands that actually all these living entities are but trapped souls rotating in the cycle of birth and death, and therefore by enlightening them with knowledge from Bhagavad Gita can give them some direction how to get free from their perpetual entanglement and go back to the spiritual world of transcendence where they can enjoy real happiness which goes on forever. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes. Yeah. Well, you're not going to see with Lila Sukha's eyes. Actually, we're seeing our vision is limited by our particular body. It's actually the soul who's seeing. But he's seeing through these material visions. through these material eyes, material brain. But when they become purified, then he can really see what's going on. He can see everything as it really is. Because we think, out of false ego, we think we're actually seeing reality. But actually, we're hardly seeing anything. We're just seeing according to our mental concoction. Yes. If a devotee gets what? Gold. What are you going to do with gold? You can use it for Krishna. You can use anything for Krishna. Well, practically anything. So there's not for a devotee, he uses gold or he uses a pencil or anything. The whole idea is to become an instrument. Nimitra matram bhavasavasachin. Just become an instrument for Krishna. So if a devotee, advanced devotee, whether he's signing a check for $1 million or washing the dishes, it makes little difference for him. He's just doing it for Krishna. And therefore, he's in Krishna consciousness. And therefore, Krishna is equally pleased by if he signs a check for $1 million or he washes a dish. Because it's all being done out of love for Krishna. And it's the love that the devotee has for Krishna that pleases Krishna. Anything else? Okay, yes. No, when we realize Krishna, we realize everything simultaneously. As much as we realize Krishna, to that extent we realize Paramatma and Brahman and everything else too. It's not that one day we wake up after chanting our rounds nicely and we can't see anything, it's all light. Can't wake up, make our way to the temple because it all appears the same. No, when we become Krishna conscious, we'll be able to understand everything perfectly. Okay, thank you very much. Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.